single thing you do.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That song was the Proud Family theme song, and stay tuned for the great music discussion and more.
WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Edward McKinley reports in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo is not reopening the state capitol building June 18th. Instead, the Legislative Office Building and the Empire State Plaza complex will be reopened. Cuomo is keeping the public out of government buildings, even as citizens are now allowed in restaurants, sporting events, concerts, and other businesses as vaccination becomes widespread and the COVID-19 pandemic wanes. Cuomo said in a statement that did not acknowledge most capital governmental buildings are still off limits to citizens, and I quote, "New Yorkers have worked hard against the COVID virus, and as a result, landmarks and attractions across the state are reopening to visitors. We are thrilled to welcome New Yorkers and guests from afar to our beautiful state capitol and the amazing Empire State Plaza," end quote. While citizens cannot see their government doing the work they paid for, there are free tours of the state capitol resuming June 21st at 10 a.m. and noon, with outdoor tours of Empire State Plaza restarting in early July. Read the full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cairo has the only primary race in Green County this month. Three Republicans are on the ballot competing for two spots in the race for Green County Legislature. Cairo is currently represented by two lawmakers at the county level, Republican William Lawrence and Democrat Harry Lennon. Lawrence is not running for re-election. The three candidates vying to run on the GOP line in the general election are Michael J. Camadine, John M. Coyne, and Sherry B. True. Camadine served on the Green County Legislature for one term from 2004 to 2007. He said, and I quote, "I am running now because change is needed. Change in the direction of the legislature, and we need more accountability in the legislature," end quote. Camadine wants to see the imposition of term limits and to make sure Cairo sees its, and I quote, "fair share of development," end quote, in the county. He also wants to eliminate the county administrator's position and replace it with an elected county executive. Camadine said the town of Coxsackie has controlled the county for 30 years. He said, and I quote, "The new Green County Jail has gone up there because they have a stranglehold on Green County government," end quote. Camadine 64 said he has been in business his entire life and is a fiscal conservative looking to make a return to elected office. True was born and raised in Cairo and left town in 1981 after earning a bachelor's degree in communication. She returned to Cairo in 2014 to care for her elderly mother. During her career, True worked in Boston and Baltimore as an advertising and media production manager and later as an animal behaviorist and nutritionist. In Cairo, she was hired as an assistant to the town supervisor, a post she has held for 4 years. True 65 is running to bring improvements to the community. She wants to bring more broadband and cell towers to Cairo and I quote, there are things that need to get done within Greene County as far as economic development goes, end quote. She hopes to use her expertise as founder of the Cairo Development Foundation in this effort. True sees a great deal of potential in Cairo for business growth and expansion and as a potential destination spot for tourists and businesses alike. Coyne is the current Cairo Town Supervisor, and his term will end December 31st. He did not respond to multiple interview requests. The Republican primary will be held on June 22nd. Early voting continues through June 20th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Stephon Johnson is reporting for the Amsterdam News. A new report from the Civil Rights Project at UCLA found the state of New York is the most segregated state for black students and the second most segregated for Latino students, trailing only California. Researchers analyzed trends from 2010 to 2018. The project's 2014 study previously found New York to be the worst, based on an analysis of data through 2010. The report read, and I quote, all racial ethnic groups but Latino students have experienced declining contact with white students in New York State. This has been supplanted with growing exposure to Latino students, end quote. The report also notes that white students are no longer the state's majority group like they were in 2010 when they clocked in at just over 50%. In New York City, 40.6% of its public school students identify as Hispanic, 25.5% black, 16.2% Asian, 15.1% are white. Hispanic and black students were more likely to attend schools that were segregated by poverty, according to the city council. Danielle Cohen of the Civil Rights Project pointed out that in order to address segregation in schools, all aspects of life in towns, suburbs, exurbs, and cities have to be examined. She said, and I quote, racism in housing and education policy have played very important roles in creating and perpetuating school segregation, end quote. An example is Rochester, which ranks in the top 20 of the most hyper-segregated cities in America. The UCLA report noted how deeds in Monroe County still contain clauses that restrict who can purchase properties or occupy spaces, thereby excluding people of color, Jewish people, and other ethnicities from specific areas. Thousands of these deeds still exist in the city and its suburbs. The newly released research also examines the expansion of school choice and charter schools and how those options may have contributed to the continued segregation of New York City schools in particular. The City Rights Project mission is to create a new generation of research in the areas of social science and law. And you can read the full story at AmsterdamNews.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that the State Department of Labor announced this week that the unemployment rate in New York last month dropped below 8% as the private sector added 17,500 jobs in May. The report found the jobless rates fell from 8.2% to 7.8%, but the state's rate is still above the national average of 5.8% and is nearly double the 2020 pre-pandemic rate. Unemployment in New York City remains high, but decreased from 11.4% to 10.9%. Unemployment outside the city declined from 5.7% to 5.5%. Business analysts predict it could take months for the economy and the unemployment picture to fully recover to pre-pandemic levels. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 18th. We got a chilly start to the day, 49 degrees early this morning, makes the climb to 81 by 3 p.m. Enjoy it while you can, because around 9 p.m., chances of rain enter the area and last all night, as temperatures fall to the lower 60s and dew points come up to the upper 50s. Saturday morning, the chance of rain continues, with thunder coming along for the ride in the afternoon. Dew points reach the mid-60s and the thermometer reaches 85. A lot of air conditioners are going to be switched on. Overnight, might be a bit sticky as dew points and temperatures collide in the lower 60s. Sunday will be hot with a high of 86 and no rain predicted. Dew points will be in the mid-60s, so it will be a little sticky. Monday, we can see more rain on the horizon. Pollen levels will be medium high for today and the weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:49 a.m., high tide at 9:12 a.m., low tide again at 4:31 p.m., and high tide again at 10:11 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:19 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:15 a.m. Again, for the rebroadcast, those times are for Friday. Looking way up, we see generally quiet conditions for the weekend. We have exited the recent energetic solar wind stream. Solar wind speed is currently 521 kilometers per second at 6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently upgraded to poor. Radioactivity should be kicked up a little bit this weekend. Just a note for anyone monitoring the 2-meter band, next week begins the ARISS SSTV event. From June 21st to the 26th, 12 images will be transmitted from the International Space Station. Collect them all. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 12. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mind us your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back. You were just listening to our original clubhouse theme song made in our tracks music program by DJ WIC. I'm your host, DJ Sean Money, and I'm with my sound engineer,
DJ Popcorn.
Yeah.
All right. We here. So, DJ Sean Money. So, we're here to talk a little bit about some of the diversity and, you know, stuff that happens and our cartoons and stuff growing up as a kid.
Yeah, you know, interracial shows.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff that we grew up on. So, without further ado, we're going to start off with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they just send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel-Air. The plane landed and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I can say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it, yo, home's the Bel-Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
So, we're back. It's me, DJ Popcorn, here with
DJ Jamani.
So, before we continue to go on here, I have something to tell you guys real quick. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties. Thank you.
Now, For this show, we did switch it up a little bit. He's engineering. I'm hosting. So, but yeah. So, what would you say our next song is?
So, before we go on to the next song, though, you know, which we're going to talk a little bit about this, is Keenan and Kel.
Okay.
So.
Do you remember Keenan and Kel? I remember Keenan and Kel.
Yeah. I remember it, but it just, like, I didn't watch it, like, a whole bunch.
I remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
More than
but
I do.
When we listened to it just now, there were, like, parts in the song that I didn't know. I'm like, I've never heard this part. And it's because I realized for the show, they trimmed some of the parts.
Yeah, off. So they took about, like, a part of the verse out.
Yeah. It was pretty weird because I'm like, I've never heard this part. Is this the right song?
Yeah, no, it definitely is because, yeah, like, I remember that part, but just very fondly. I think they cut it out.
Because I remember the first two parts, couple guys who were at the New Goods trying to make trouble in my neighborhood. I don't want a little fight if my mom got scared. Yeah, mom and watch auntie and Uncle to Bel-Air.
Yeah.
And then basically that it whole cuts. Thing right there. The two parts cut. And then it's like, I'm finally here. It's fresh from Bel-Air. But yeah, I knew that more.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's like the part that really everybody knows.
It's okay, like, so my fault to cut you off. But actually, Keenan and Kel. Okay, so first they started in all that. Mm-hmm. And then they got their own spinoff.
To, you know,
Keenan and Kel.
Right. So, without further ado, let's get into it.
Oh, here it goes. Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. To keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial, won't read the room. Cause they always in the summer, no fun, and you don't want to miss it. It's double K, like, do the good way, yes. Keenan and Kel, I should have said Kel and Keenan, and you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle, cause they always hitting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy Drew mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel in your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy, Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem. Somebody's in trouble. Oh, here you go. Oh, Nick, 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 Nick.
Okay, so that was the Keenan and Kel theme by Coolio. And I'm DJ Popcorn here again with
DJ Sean Money.
So, DJ Sean Money.
Yeah.
So, what were some things that prominently stuck out with you through this show?
Keenan and Kel, the orange soda.
Yeah.
Orange soda.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing about Keenan and Kel.
Yeah.
By the way, if I remember correctly, before Nick got their, I guess, total reboot, it was on Teen Nick.
Yeah, before Teen Nick got removed, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything from that?
With Keenan and Kel, I definitely have to say it's the orange soda is definitely orange soda, stuck right? out to me, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Keenan, was it Keenan? I can't remember their faces.
Yeah, it was Keenan.
I think Keenan was in Good Burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
Because Keenan ended up playing Raven's brother.
Like, and well, then, Good Burger. Like,
yeah. So, but the next song, speaking of Raven, you know what I'm saying? Next up, we got Disney. You know, we got our girl, China and McClain, you know what I'm saying? Word. Ant Farm. Calling all the monsters. This song's a banger. We're going to let you guys enjoy this one. So, yeah, we'll be right back.
Calling all the monsters. Calling all the monsters. Calling all the monsters.
Hard thumbs and you jump. Coming down with goosebumps. You dare to go there. I'ma get you so. Stayed in
body shaking, wishing you could just wait.
Here we go.
Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya. Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya. If you're only dreaming, why I hear you screaming? Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya.
Calling all the monsters. Calling all the monsters. Calling all the monsters.
You hide or you try. Kiss tomorrow goodbye. We thrill to your shield. Bucking for a freak out. Wishing you could just awake.
Here we go.
Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya. Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya. If you're only dreaming, why I hear you screaming? Tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming to get ya.
Right. Yeah. Now we're back. That was Calling All the Monsters by China and McLean for the show Ant Farm. So Ant Farm, speaking of Ant Farm, so okay. China and McLean and her brother obviously being, the rest of her family, you know, this show having obviously a black main character.
Yeah.
So with this theme here today, you know what I'm saying, with a bit of diversity, you know, China and her family, China and her brother, definitely, you know, do stick out as like some of the main characters.
Nah, no lie. I remember Ant Farm the most. If we're talking like childhood shows from like Disney and stuff.
Yeah, Ant Farm is one of the ones I remember pretty fondly.
Ant Farm is a really top tier show.
Yeah, Ant Farm's pretty good.
W theme song.
I remember this, Wizards of Waverly Place.
I remember another show, but it was on like Disney XD. And it was called like Randy Cunningham, Ninth Gate Ninja.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't remember that?
Kicking It, I remember pretty fondly.
I liked the Kicking It. Kicking It was okay. Was on like top tier shows.
Let's see. We did definitely. We had Good Luck Charlie. How could I
forget the OG?
Good Luck Charlie's an
OG. Oh my god, Good Luck Charlie.
That was a really good show.
At first, I didn't like Good Luck Charlie, respectfully.
Yeah, it took me a while to warm up.
I only liked Good Luck Charlie because I think they had Max in it. The kid who played Max got older.
I think so. But
a lot of the reason why like I watch shows because like it was always one character that I like.
Oh, a different
scene from one show, and then like went to another show. That was something that got me into.
Yeah, so definitely though, as I said, one of the shows I remember very, very well is Wizards of Waverly Place. So, right now, we're gonna get into the theme song. Why not, Selena Gomez, Wizards of Waverly Place theme song? Everything is not what it seems. Let's go. We'll catch you right back.
Well, you know everything's gonna be a breeze. At the end, we'll no doubt justify the means. Can fix any problem with the slightest ease. Yes, please.
And so we're back. Yeah, so DJ Popcorn.
DJ Sean Money. And that was Wiz Really Place. So that was such a W show. I remember like back then, like when I was younger and watching this show, like how much good time, especially like her, I'm pretty sure her brother was named like Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Russo family. I remember like a lot of great memories with that show.
Yeah,
did you have a favorite character, by the way?
Bro, I've got to say it. So, Selena Gomez has to be my bro. Selena Gomez was my favorite character.
Okay, bro, we get it, bro.
Simply for the yeah,
crush,
yeah,
crush,
yeah, yeah. That was the childhood.
I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I would say Max was my favorite character.
Okay, yeah, no,
Max was my favorite
because Max reminded me a bit of myself. Like back in the
I was
day,
younger. I was younger. On top of that, both of the siblings are older than me. So I was like, okay, Max, the third child, he's youngest.
But, yeah, I also like Justin a lot, too, because he was really mature, but he also had, like, a really, like, a cool, goofy side, though. And then Selena's boyfriend for, like, that little bit of time was pretty cool, too, like the werewolf dude.
My favorite one was, like, when they cloned themselves. That was a great episode. I just love clones. Anything that has to do with clones, it's just cool to me.
Speaking of clones, Caillou's clone here.
Oh my
Little Bill.
God, no.
Now let's get
no,
into
Little
it.
Little Bill was different breeded. It's not no clone.
Little Bill.
Little Bill.
Little Bill.
Yeah, Little Bill. I don't know if you, like, I wonder, like, the people that actually listen to it, I wonder if y'all, like, ever watched Little Bill.
My boy Little Bill was really nice, too.
Nah, Little Bill was not no copy, though.
Nah.
That's what we gotta get out the way.
Nah, that's Caillou's clone. Look at this. They were both bald, right? Caillou came first. Let's get that straight. Caillou came first, right? He cried like a little girl all the time.
But
Little Bill
was better.
Nah, he was better when it came to siblings. He was better when it came to not crying.
Little Bill
had siblings too. Rosie was a G. Rosie threw a car at my guy. Rosie was a G.
You think Caillou cared? You think Caillou cared?
Nah,
Caillou cheated her.
Nah, Caillou smacked
Caillou
her.
Caillou cheated her.
That was flame. Caillou smacked her. I was like, wow.
But that's besides the point. We're not talking about Caillou.
No,
we're talking about Little
Bill. When Arthur smacked DW, now that was like top 10 cartoon moments ever. Because she ruined his airplane when she threw his airplane out the window. I said, no.
I still think. You know what? Never mind.
Because look, you know what I'm saying?
I still think.
My boy Arthur really hit DW.
I still
DW.
Think
you
should have picked Arthur.
Arthur hit DW with the craziest smack. I'm not even going to lie. he sent her, bro, like, years back, like,
look, bro,
she can't
I'm
even
telling
imagine.
You, look. That's why, like I said, I'm sticking with this. I feel like Arthur's brown skin.
Bro.
I'm sticking with
his
this.
His fur is brown, but he's not brown skin.
I feel like Arthur.
His skin is light under,
you seen
under
the,
that
you see,
under
Did
that
you
brown
see
fur,
the way you see the way Arthur be moving?
Bro, my boy is an aardvark, but he wasn't a G,
Arthur
though.
Be moving.
He's an aardvark, but he was a G, though.
With his ways. So I'd be feeling like Arthur's brown skin.
Come on now.
Just like I still feel like number one from Kid Next Door was black.
I mean,
bro. Okay,
bro, I'll let light skin go with him.
Okay,
with
thank him, you, light thank you, thank you.
But like anything above that, bro, I don't think.
Okay, okay, we'll take light skin. But you can't tell. Okay, that's like me. That's like your point when you said Tim the Bear from the Cleveland Show.
Oh yeah, no, he's for sure like light skin indoor
so,
black.
So why can't you not accept that Arthur's brown skin,
bro? Because like he. They're both animals, yes. And they,
okay,
like, I'm saying,
okay,
like,
wait. So that means you cut off the fur.
Yeah.
That means.
And they're light.
That means you can't consider that.
I can.
No, you can't, because like you just said for me, you said Arthur, you cut off his fur.
Arthur and Tim are two different.
No, no, okay, right? But what I'm saying is if you cut off Tim the Bear's fur,
okay,
he's light underneath.
Right. You cut off Arthur's
light,
fur.
Light.
You cut off Arthur's fur.
He's
light
underneath. So
light,
you're
light.
Telling me that you can't
it's
count
not,
Tim
well,
the Bear.
But look at this, though. They're two different animals.
You
on
can't
two,
count Tim the
Bear,
then.
They're on two different tiers.
If I can't count Arthur, you can't
Arthur
count
would,
Tim
Arthur
the
would,
Bear.
Arthur would lose that fight.
Okay, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
Arthur
I,
would lose
I know
that fight.
I know that, but I'm saying you're telling me you can't count Arthur as brown skin, but you can count Tim the Bear as black.
No, I never, I'm saying, like, he could pass as light-skinned Tim.
Okay, so you're telling me he can count as light-skinned, but...
No, Arthur can't.
Arthur, okay, but
Arthur,
so, but Arthur
see,
can't
no,
count off
see,
as
no,
brown
no,
skin?
No, I'm saying if Arthur was light-skinned, bro, he has so many chances to ask out that one girl, bro.
Okay, okay,
right?
I know that, I know
Arthur,
that.
Arthur
but you're telling, me...
If Arthur really embraced it,
no,
he would have went for it.
No, you're telling me that Arthur... Can't
bro,
pass.
Arthur is light skinned. You could clearly see
Arthur.
Him.
What Arthur is brown skinned,
bro.
Arthur
is a light skinned man,
bro. Bro, you could see
a
light skinned
man.
You could see it, bro. His sister's brown skinned. He's brown skinned. His dad.
DW was not brown.
DW was probably like.
DW was definitely light skinned. So it has to be in the genetics.
No,
therefore,
bro.
No, stop the nonsense.
DW was basically brown skinned. Arthur was brown skin. His mom was basically brown skin. His dad, brown skin. They were all brown skin, bro.
I'll say that. His dad was for sure like black or brown, one of the two. His dad was for sure
what
black
about his
or
mom?
Brown.
What about his mom? You look at photos of his mom.
His mom might be light skin or white, one of the two.
Arthur's mom.
Passing as light skin or white.
That's crazy to me.
So, I'm saying so. Arthur has to be at least light skin.
Arthur
is not a brown skin man.
But I still think we should have had Arthur on this. Arthur is brown skin, bro.
Arthur is not brown skin.
But
he has to be light skin.
But you consider Tim the Bear
light skin
more than Arthur.
So, I'm saying.
Wait. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Which one are you playing first, Cleveland Show or Arthur?
Cleveland Show, easy.
Why?
Cause comedy wise. Me back then, I
okay. No, no, no.
Me
okay,
back
wait,
then, I would have
no, okay,
chose Arthur.
Okay, okay. Not off of Cleveland or anybody else. Tim the Bear, or
Tim
Arthur.
Okay, so Tim, if he had his own show, so I'm saying. So look,
they're playing Tim. No, no. It's point blank. Tim the Bear or Arthur,
like character wise.
If Tim had his own show,
I'd watch it.
Which one are you picking
to watch?
Yes,
Tim the Bear. I'm watching Tim the Bear.
That's so
I'm saying,
crazy.
Look, no, I'm saying, look, I'm watching Tim the Bear simply for the fact. That I haven't seen what he'd be like in his own show.
Bro,
he was a great character in Cleveland. He was a good addition.
Bro.
So look, I want to see how his show would flow. Word.
All right, bro. What's next song, bro? What's next song, bro?
We about to get into the OG right here. We got Boondocks.
Boondocks?
But after Boondocks, we going to go to the news, and then we going to come back
okay,
and we're going to talk
gonna
a little
lie.
Bit about Boondocks.
I'm not going to lie. Us as kids, you know dang well we was not supposed to be watching it.
Yep. I was not supposed to be on Adult
Swim.
It
hit 12 o'clock. You dead.
Man.
You supposed to be asleep.
Yep.
Getting ready for middle school.
See?
Hit 12 o'clock.
Word.
What is this? I was watching Nah,
yep.
You watching Adult Swim.
But the ads always used to be the best part.
The ads on Adult
and
Swim.
And now that's a trend on TikTok,
the
Adult Swim.
The ads on
ads.
Adult Swim,
yeah.
Bro.
No. No, they were always they were always really cool to me.
Bro. I don't know. I'm not even going to get into that. We'll get into that like on mute. Cause.
All right. So, without further ado. Boondocks theme. Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright. The same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the ballad in your box, the bullet in the gun.
thunder in a glow and let you know to call your brother son. The story that just begun, the promise of what's to come, and I'ma remain a soldier till the war is won. Won. I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright, the same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the ballad in your box, the bullet in the gun, the inner glow that let you know to call your brother son. The story that just begun, the promise of what's to come, and I'ma remain a soldier till the war is won. Won. I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright, the same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the ballad in your box.
Yo, 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 DJ Popcorn,
DJ Sean Money.
All right, and we're back. And we're about to. Before we get into the news, though, I got something to talk about. So, Shah.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay, so about this. Okay, so my question is, who was your favorite character for real?
Me, my favorite character had to be Riley, because he was just like, had the fun side, you know what I'm saying, at a young age. He had like the girlfriend and everything. Yeah. It was like the no snitching thing was like a huge policy for him. And, you know, it, like, he was like really into
I'm not going to hold you. Riley, you know? His name was Riley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Riley was low-key kind of acting like people today, like of today's society. Mm-hmm. See, he was thinking. That, he was thinking it was cool to be like,
and that's one of the
hood dude. No
yeah, and one of those shows just like, it just shows like the examples of like nowadays. Like that, those shows are not gonna really get old. Those shows are like really, they really don't age to me.
Oh wait. I do want to say this. The guy that played his grandfather.
Oh yeah, he died right.
Yeah. I just want to say I played him. You feel me?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Grandpa. Word.
That was a great voice actor. He was funny too. I would say my favorite character, what was his name? The one with the afro. I think it was his brother.
Huey.
It was his brother, right?
Huey. Yeah.
Huey?
Yeah, Huey.
I liked him more as a kid.
He was named after Huey Newton, by the way, a Black Panther.
Yeah, I liked him more because he was quiet.
Yeah. He
collected, smart.
He was very reserved. That's why I liked him a lot.
I mess with him more, though.
Yeah, I definitely like Riley better.
He was low-key kind of funny, too.
Because Riley, like, they were both funny, obviously.
They had their moments.
It was just, like, I related to Riley more because I was super young, and it was just, like, he was one of those characters who, he was, like, pretty reckless with stuff, and just, like, he reminded me a lot of my young self.
Thinking of it now kind of gave me, like, a Phineas and Ferb vibe.
I mean, low-key.
Because think of it, right? Phineas was the one that was outgoing, loud, and everything. Oh, let's just go through this, right?
Ferb just doesn't speak.
Ferb, barely spoke.
Ferb spoke once that I can recall.
Ferb. Talked a couple times. In the show.
Yeah.
Here and there, but.
Yeah, I just haven't seen him, like, speak.
Now, like, think of it. Like, you compare both of them, bro. Like, I know, like, it's a little different, but I mean, like, good, bro. It's like, kind of similar.
I mean, it's kind of similar, but there's a lot of huge differences within them.
I know that.
Obviously, like, the age demographic of the, you know, the lack of viewership and
most
stuff.
Most definitely. But we don't get into our 6:30. No.
So our news, you know, we're about to get into it, and we'll catch y'all on the way back, and we gonna finish up.
Deuces.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports in the Times Union that State Attorney General Letitia James says Albany Medical Center violated human trafficking law and must repay Filipino nurses over $90,000 in restitution. James said Albany Med violated the Trafficking Victims Protection Act by including a, and I quote, replacement fee, end quote, provision in its employment contracts with nurses recruited from foreign nations. That would force the nurses to pay the hospital up to $20,000 if they resigned or were fired within the first 3 years of their employment or face legal action from immigration authorities. James said in a June 17th news release, and I quote, "As we've seen with the COVID-19 crisis, Nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system and deserve to be treated with the utmost respect and dignity. By forcing its employees to choose between paying outrageous sums to leave their jobs or facing immigration authorities, Albany Med violated their rights as workers and as individuals, end quote. The hospital must now remove the provision from all its employment contracts. Apparently, that action will be taken reluctantly. Spokesperson Matthew Markham said, and I quote, "We do not agree with the Attorney General's characterization of the facts in this case, and we do not believe that Albany Med did anything wrong. However, it's not worth our time, effort, or expense to fight these politically motivated allegations, and the settlement agreement we entered into specifically states that we did not admit to any violation of law. We value all the nurses and are proud of our efforts to recruit and support nurses from the Philippines who are eager to train and provide care as part of our Albany Med team," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that another longtime Greene County Resort property has been sold. The 16.5-acre manor was sold on June 3rd for $1,960,000 to Typer's Chaim Incorporated of Lakewood, New Jersey, a nonprofit Jewish organization. Nadina Torini, general manager and associate broker with Wynn Morrison Realty, said they plan to use the property only in the month of August every year. Greene County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Jeff Friedman said many former resorts have been sold recently. Friedman noted, and I quote, "A sizable portion of our resorts have been sold within the last year and many within the last 5 months. It's a never-ending list," end quote. That includes Hotel Vienna and the Thompson House in Wyndham, Villa Vosella in Tannersville, and the Washington Irving Inn in Hunter. Friedman said, and I quote, "It is a shame that we are losing these family-owned resorts. It's going to be a vastly different resort community," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. HudsonValley360.com reports that three Columbia County schools won state championships this week. Ichabod Crane won the Class B softball title, Chatham won the Class C title, and the Germantown boys won the Class D baseball title. Ichabod Crane's championship after a perfect season was the most impressive. The third year in a row, they won the state title. There were no playoffs due to COVID-19 in 2020. The Riders beat Taramac 3-0 on June 16th to win the title. The Chatham Panthers defeated the Lake George Warriors 4-1 on June 16th to win the 2021 Section 2 Class C Softball Championship. And Germantown won 2-1 over Fort Ann June 15th on the Bard College campus. And you can read more about this story on the Hudson Valley 360 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Ready yet? Get set. It's all that.
So, DJ Popcorn.
Yeah. D-
DJ Shaw Money, and we're back with the rest of the show. So, right now, we are going to be talking a little bit about the whole Codename Kids Next Door situation. Now, I was not planning on talking about this, but before I do, DJ Shaw Money.
I just want to say, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC Broadcasting, Igret, Catskill, and Hudson.
So,
that was all that.
Now, it's time for like a few minutes.
Okay.
To go with this debate.
Oh, wait. Before we get into the debate, I just want to say Juneteenth, right? Yeah, Juneteenth is also coming up. I want to say RIP to X, because, right, 3 years?
Yep.
3 years, right? So, yep. I want to say that, get that out the way.
All right, cool. So, the question here at hand that we have here at our council.
Okay, was number one from Kids Next Door, Black.
Codename Kids Next Door.
I personally think he was. I think he was.
And we need to come to a solution, so you guys can email at us, you know.
Please do.
At ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, OURTOWN OUR Truth.
@gmail.com. I remember who else we were arguing about. Arthur. I wanna see what his parents look like. Hold on. I wanna see what his parents look like.
Yeah. So me personally, I feel we can come to the conclusion that number one is light skinned. I just want to leave it at light skinned.
Who?
Codename Kids Next Door. Number one. Number one is light skinned. I will leave it at that because I will argue no farther about him being black. He is not a black man.
I think he's black.
You can tell his skin is on a lighter complexion.
If you hear his voice from Kids Next Door, you could tell he was black.
Sir.
Yes.
Okay. Sound doesn't mean anything. You can't sound a color.
I know that, but the way he act, no, I can't even say that.
See?
The certain way he did things reminded me of certain things that you would do if you were raised in a black household.
Okay,
I'll say it like that.
Okay, I see that. See, that I can understand. Because, you know what I'm saying, growing up, we all had rules in our household, obviously. Stop going in and out my house. Don't open my door like that. You're wasting my air. Number one.
Okay, hold on. I just remember something. Okay. I prove you wrong. Look, I did this. From y'all, like, if y'all were listening, from, like, they're getting at a show where we're talking about Arthur. Look at his mom and look at his dad. Brown skin.
Bro.
Skin.
They are the same complexion.
Brown skin.
They are the same complexion. That is not brown skin. I shall argue no further. I will argue no further about Arthur. That man, I've come to the conclusion that he is light skin.
Arthur is brown skin.
I will stretch no further than light skinned.
But to me, that is the conclusion to this. But number one from Kids Next Door, he was definitely black.
No, he wasn't.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? He was not. For me, I felt he was light skinned. Simply for the fact that just like in certain pictures, like the lighting is different. Some pictures he could look black, some pictures he'll look light skinned.
Okay, so you admit that.
Me?
So you admit that.
Me? Most pictures that I've seen, he's light skinned. And in the show, he looks more light skinned.
In the show, bro.
In the show, he looks way more light skinned. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, bro, the show is more canon than just some random photo taken because the lighting is different in every photo.
Okay, that's true. But in the show,
Arthur is light skinned.
In the show, Arthur was looking brown skinned.
This man, Arthur.
Arthur is brown skin. His parents are brown skin. He's brown skin.
This man is not brown skin.
He's brown skin, bro.
He's not brown skinned, man. The man is not brown skinned. So
even DW was brown. DW was a little
So
DW was a little lighter. But in this, he definitely looked brown skin, so does DW. But that's besides the point. We on Kids Next Door now.
So we'll play this quick and then we have to wrap up.
Number one was brown skin. I'm drinking.
No, he wasn't. He was black. So, anyways, guys, I'm sorry to say this, but you already know.
He's black.
Number one. We're coming to the end of our time. Catch us next week and every Friday from 6 p.m. to 7. So our show is only an hour. You don't have to listen to us rant if you don't want to. But, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed our throwback show. And remember, if you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, contact us at our email at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And we'll finish with shout-outs. DJ Shaw Money.
Big thank you to Waveform WGXC for making this radio program possible. Thanks to the Catskill and Huffington Youth Clubhouse for Mental Health Association, Columbia Green,
counties for supporting this program.
Yeah.
So, I want to make sure that everybody's going to have a great weekend. And it's summertime, so it's time,
yeah,
it's time to turn up. You know what I'm saying? Those who didn't fail, if you failed, that's tough. You get them next year.
Time to get lit.
So,
for the summer. And shout out to the sound engineer. Yeah. It was a little weird today.
And shout out to DJ Phoebs in the back, you know, helping us out. And also, you know, quick shout out to the Juneteenth event.
Yeah.
Go ahead, talk about that.
Juneteenth. So there's going to be a lot of things. A lot of black-owned small businesses, right?
Yeah, they're going to be black-owned small businesses there.
So there's going to be many things there. There's going to be food, pastry, drinks. And you don't know. Maybe you'll meet your friends there, family there. Shoot, you could be working there for that time being.
So, yeah. Juneteenth in Hudson. So, we are going to, you know, leave you guys with this quick message. I hope everybody has a blessed summer. Make sure you keep your head up high. And also, enjoy this blast from the past, you know what I'm saying? Because, look, not everybody is always fortunate enough to, you know, want to be able to see this day. So, I just want to leave that with you guys because, you know, everybody goes through different things. So, this is a reminder. Go and check on your friends. Make sure your friends are cool so you guys can all have a good summer. And I'm going to close it out.
The Animaniacs.
With the Animaniacs. You know what I'm saying? I call this song's called Wacko's America.
Yeah.
Sing along if you want to at home. This for them OGs. So, let's get into it. And we'll catch you next week. Deuces.
That's Wacko. You can wager all or part of your money.
I'll blow the wad.
All right, then. In the category of the United States, the answer is the names of all 50 states and their capitals.
Okay. Here goes. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio. There's Montgomery, Alabama, south of Helena, Montana. Then there's Denver, Colorado, under...